Hooters. I know. You guys go there for the wings.
Mm-hmm. Not
I
really.
Get it.
Yeah.
Jason's the only one's like, nah, I go for the boobs.
No, I don't, because it's to me, it's not like it used to be when it first opened up where you get the best.
Oh, okay. Like hot is what you mean.
Well, attractive.
Yeah. I will tell you right now, I love a Hooters chicken wing.
The wings are good.
They're good.
From what I remember.
The last time I went in person, because they would drop them off here before, and that was great. Is with you, Katie.
Yeah,
for lunch.
So I was going to say,
time.
We went one time.
I've been two times in my life.
Yep.
And once
Katie
with
went
Katie.
For the boobs.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, I'm here for the wings.
And you go at lunch.
And they were good. And you go at lunch, and you know, whatever.
And they had curly fries.
And they have curly fries. Mm-hmm. How's their ranch, though? I forget how the ranch is.
Was it running? I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't know. But Hooters is going through a major revamp right now where they're trying to become more family friendly.
They had taken the Hooters girls' uniforms, over-sexualized it, I call it. The shorts almost turned into thongs. And frankly, that was never the intent of the brand. This was created in 1983 as an escape or an oasis. You know, it's a beach community. It's a beach-themed type of thing.
Shut up.
So that was very upsetting. And, of course, today on social media, when you see pictures of people wearing the uniform, it appropriately affects other markets and affected us. So we just wanted to rectify it, get the brand back to its roots. I call it a re-hooterization.
This dude is the biggest liar on earth.
Yeah. Re-hooterization.
Hooterization.
Yeah, come on
now. It wasn't intended for that. Yes, it was.
Beach. First of all, I don't wear stockings to the beach. Okay,
that's the worst part of the uniform.
Yeah, and I don't wear. To me, it's the best part. And because I think you're not a female, let me explain why it's the best.
Yeah, I can see why.
Because it holds everything in.
Oh.
And it makes your legs, the Hooters, like tights or leggings, whatever, pantyhose, whatever they're called, makes your legs look really great. And then you don't get to see any cellulite whatsoever. Because and then there's like no bumps or lumps in the Hooter shorts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was like because maybe you're around certain types of food. You might, your shorts are so short, you might get grease
burns.
Well,
I've seen them.
There ain't nothing hygienic about it.
I've seen them on the, I haven't been there in a while, but even 5 years ago, some of the Hooters waitresses stopped wearing those things. Which I thought was better, but
the tights.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, and they were shiny.
Yeah.
I don't think any guy likes the tights.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I think the women do because of those reasons.
Those reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will tell you this: that my entire reason for Hooters going, because they actually went Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I think is because they just didn't evolve. It was the same old, same old. They didn't evolve on anything, and I don't know what that evolvement could have been, but.
To say it started as the beach, you're literally wearing scrunch socks from the 80s and tennis shoes. Like, that's not beach attire to me.
And Hooters, another name for boobs. Yeah. Like, the whole thing was sexual. Like, just own it. Like, that's what we did. It's a different time.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't fly as much now. Okay.
But they got also competition from, like, is it Tilted Quilt and something else?
The Tilted Kilt and...
Twin Peaks.
And yeah.
But like, so it came in from a different perspective. And to me, that would be evolving from Hooters. And Hooters never went in that direction.
Yeah.
Well, and then the Twin Peaks is like, no, we're really big on hiking. And
yeah,
mountains.
The mountains.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Twin Peaks.
Maybe Hooters could evolve to, it's a hoot. I don't know.
Could
yeah,
be.
And then just don't go.
And the Tilted, is it Tilted or Twisted Kilt? Tilted Kilt.
Tilted.
Yeah.
Tilted, I think.
Which, I mean, has its own vibe in the sense of the Tilted Kilt. You go, you drink, you get, you know, Tilted.
And they're dressed a certain way.
Sure. But
all that.
You're right. There was no, it was such a thing for so long. Hooters was such a thing for so long. But what could they have done to evolve?
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to be, to me, you must have to be like an Applebee's or a Chili's where you're constantly pushing your food specials and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because it's like the, and also I do think like Me Too and that stuff affects it. Like people started feeling guilty about going.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think there's some guilt factor. People are like, I don't even want
to
go.
Maybe
there.
That's why they're trying to evolve it into a family
friendly.
Yeah. But to me, that evolveness is not, it's so disjointed from it that it doesn't make sense. It still won't work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because who honestly is at this point, because it is so sexualized.
Right.
Who's going to be like, God, you guys, let's take grandma and the kids right after church to Hooters.
To Hooters.
Because they've got buy one, get one free.
Right.
You know,
I have seen kids there, though. I have seen many of kids.
It's called having bad parents.
I've even seen them have like
so
the birthday thing where they're doing a whole birthday kid for like a 10-year-old. But
that's not appropriate.
Another thing I think the evolving is exactly what Tilted
Kilt
and the other one.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks did. They do different uniform. They didn't have. They're the same uniforms that Hooters the entire time. They never changed even that. Yeah. Even the whole scheme of the bar never changed.
But isn't that branding, though?
I mean, it is branding.
It all starts going down.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I never heard, except for the wings, you never heard them like, oh, we have this. Like, mm-mm. Every time you see a commercial or we hear a commercial on our thing about Chili's, or I'm talking about the chains.
Yeah.
They are pushing, we have this, we have that. And you're like, oh, even McDonald's, we have this new meal.
Well, like Red Lobster tried to do that, and now they're even worse.
Well, till Flava Flav came in and tried to help them. Yeah, right. Are they doing better now? Oh.
I've heard this big
dang
time.
It.
Yeah. This has been tough out there for all the places anyway. So,
but this was years ago. I mean, this has been going on 5 years. I knew an owner of two Hooters, and 5 years ago, they were starting to shrivel. So he bought them at a...
Don't say shrivel.
Don't say shrivel.
Don't say shrivel.
Not in Hooters.
He owned two Hooters.
If you're shriveling in Hooters, that's why you're going out of business.
But that he got them so cheap because they were not doing well.
I'd like to go and see if the wings are still as good, because they were, and I don't really normally like breaded wings, but they were breaded.
Yeah, you like them?
They were very good.
Like, you could get them naked.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought they only had one kind of wing. See, look at me. I know nothing about Hooters.
There you go. Well,
field trip.
I always felt, and I'm not saying this cause as a dude, like, I mean, obviously as when I'm a single guy or even not, I mean, you do check out women. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, people watch or whatever.
Yeah.
I never felt comfortable in a Hooters.
Really?
Because I felt like I don't like it when it's like, this is what everyone's doing.
Yeah, they're all here to look
every
at
every dude is here staring and gawking. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even want to look at the waitress. I'm like, I'm staring at the menu. Yeah. I'll have the wings.
The one place where, like, you could, because it is it was expected, the one place you could get away with it is where you're like, no thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if I'm at, like, Kickback Jack's, you know, I might look. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if I'm at Hooters, I'm like, everyone's looking. Mm-hmm. And it's so sexualized. I'm like, oh, I'm just another dude in there staring at and gawking at the girl. I don't know. I didn't never liked
it. When I went there as a kid, not a kid, maybe like in college years.
Okay.
I noticed that when I walked in there, they were very friendly. They would even sit next to you. That's what I'm like, wow, these girls really like me. I led the belief that, oh, they really like me. But they did it. It was a part of their job
they did.
That. Yeah.
Don't say tip.
Dang it, Katie. It's just a tip.
I got myself.
Now we're shriveled.
Shriveled, and he got the tip. Uh-oh.